I will be reading from the book of Psalm, chapter 16, verses 5 through 11 in the Contemporary English Version, which summarizes my thoughts on today. Speaking from the Christian Yoruba Coptic Trinitarian voice. You, Lord, are all I want. You are my choice and you keep me safe. You make my life pleasant and my future is bright. I praise you, Lord, for being my guide. Even in the darkest night, your teachings fill my mind. I will always look to you as you stand beside me and protect me from fear. With all my heart, I will celebrate and I can safely rest. I am your chosen one. You won't leave me in the grave or let my body decay. You have shown me the path to life, and you make me glad by being near to me. Sitting at your right side, I will always be joyful. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his holy word. On this day, this Monday, May 27, 2024, the moon was full on Saturday, but today it is now waning gibbous, symbolizing a time to release, a time for gratitude and introspection. This phrase is about letting go of what no longer serves you and giving thanks for what you've learned. It is best for releasing and letting go of old patterns, old habits, reflecting on lessons learned, and expressing gratitude. I chose this psalm because it contains the emotions of the soul and portrays the experiences of life, but it also directed me Godward, coming from a multi-ethnic interfaith environment, as well as marrying into a blended family, something my family watched with safeguard. I have learned the value of you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, as we find in Genesis 50, verse 19 and 20. Having to constantly reboot, constantly restore, constantly resetting all areas of my life, I've inherited the fruits of the Spirit, mainly joy. To be resilient, inspired to be inspired, grasp zeal, and through love, encouraged to be encouraged. When I start with God, I have come to know myself truly. Like King David in the Bible, I take comfort with expressions of devotion, which may be applied to Christ, but ends with such confidence of a resurrection, as this must be applied to Christ. And two, as I think back over my life and think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed and I have a testimony. Keeping things simple, countless times, like King David, I fled to God's protection with cheerful, believing confidence, because I know that those who have avowed that the Lord is their Lord should often put themselves in mind of what they have done and take comfort of it. and live up to it. As the light of the moon wanes, energy is flowing down today and bathing on us. Feelings of satiation and gratitude. So today, sit down with gratitude. Maybe do a journal. Send some thank you notes, or possibly do something nice like share a cup of coffee with a friend of support. May this word bless you today on this waning gibbous moon. Ogun Nifan Oluwa, to God be the glory. Selah.